But it's for decades now we've seen that threat. We've seen the underfunding of resources of agencies that are supposed to be tackling white-collar crime. We see staff resources being cut. And we see our legislative framework that should underpin a strong, robust anti-corruption, anti-white-collar crime agenda simply not there. My colleague spoke about the request when the ODCE was established in 2001, and it was established as a result of the tribunals of investigation. The massive corruption that we've seen in those tribunals, tribunals that spanned three decades, yet only one conviction because of corruption, despite the fact that we know that politicians were up to their neck in it in relation to brown envelopes, despite the fact that we know that people had benefited in terms of their own lifestyle as a result of backhanders given to people in influential places. But CAB didn't go in and seize the assets at that time, because there's one rule for certain individuals and another rule for others. But when it was established in 2001, within a number of years, the director was requesting resources. The director wrote to Micheál Martin, who was the line minister at that time in 2005, and continued to write to him over a period of time, telling him that the Office of Director of Corporate Enforcement was wholly inadequately resourced. Minister Martin at the time refused the request at a time when tens of thousands of additional public sector workers were being recruited. Not an additional staff member was given to the Office of Director of Corporate Enforcement. Bertie Ahern stood where you're sitting today and said that they need to wait their turn. And at the same time, Seanan Fitzpatrick and his ilk were setting in train economic disaster that people the length and breadth of this country had to endure over the last 10 years. And that is a symbol of how this country deals with white-collar crime. This is the Seanan Fitzpatrick that we're told now by the Fianna Fáil deputies that should be behind bars and caused absolutely catastrophe. But a number of years ago, it's the same Seanan Fitzpatrick that their party was appointing to different boards in this state. The same Seanan Fitzpatrick that their leader was out playing golf with, taking advice in terms of the economics of the country and sipping wine and sharing dinner. So what I am really annoyed about today is that all we're going to do is go through the motions. We have the fake outrage from Fianna Fáil in relation to white-collar crime, despite the fact that they refused to beef up this agency at a time when it needed beefing up. We have your own fake outrage, despite the fact that we see the ODCE over the term of the Fine Gael government since 2011 drop 25% of its staff. And Minister, this isn't the first time, and by God, if it is the first time, then there's something really wrong, that you heard about the shredding of documents and shredding of vital information. We in Leinster House, or anybody who's clued into that, knew that for quite a while. So was there a report required at that time? There was no need to wait till this trial collapsed. There was no need to wait to beef up the resources in relation to the ODC or to have a review, not just in that agency, but every single other agency. That is what happens in modern democracies. That is what happens when people in suits take your economy and ruin your country. You look to start to see, well, what are the agencies we have? Let's do a review. Let's see if they're fit for purpose, and let's strengthen them up. Let's beat up our legislation. But that's not what happened. You stand there today and you say, we presented the 7 additional forensic accountants to the ODCE. Yes, they're there at the end. But the request came in 2013. They weren't appointed until 2015. 2 years this trial was ongoing at that time. We only had one person who could actually forensically analyse data on a computer. It is absolutely mind-boggling. It is something you would see in Monty Python, that this is how the state deals with white-collar crime. I stood there year after year challenging both the Minister direct with responsibility and the Taoiseach to have a complete review in relation to white-collar crime agencies in this state, a commission that would look at all of our agencies to make sure that they're robust enough, but crucially as well to overhaul our legislation to make sure that we're not going after the minutiae of it when these bankers, when these people who wrecked our country should be rightly behind prison. But because we have not made it illegal for what they have done, they're walking the streets of Dublin and elsewhere with smiles on their faces, able to get on with their lives, while the tens of thousands of people who've been forced to emigrate or who are in poverty or have lost their houses are suffering because of their misery. So this can't be a set event, which we happen time and time again. And let me finish on this. It's not just me that said it. Senior barristers addressing the Bar Council said that it was resemblance of what a tin pot dictator would make himself blush, the type of system that we have. We have Justice Kelly in 2012 speaking about the Anglo trial, said that he was astonished to find out that there was only 11 Gardaí and 8 members of the ODCE working on the biggest trial on the history of the state. All the warning signs were here. There is no forgiveness, no excuses to what happened in the ODCE, but it is wrong simply to hang them out to dry when this government and that party over there, underfunded, under-resourced, white-collar crime, because some of their own people were up to their necks in it.